According to his teacher, he never returned to class after lunch. Mr. Watson said he'd wondered what was going on, but Danny was hardly ever late, so he figured there must be a good reason he hadn't returned yet. What time was that? The school runs 3 lunch periods. Danny's is the last, ending at 1:20. Students have 5 minutes to get to class, signaled by a bell at 1:25. Danny wasn't in his classroom at 1:25. At 1:35, dispatch received a call about shots fired. So Danny skips his class, and the girls are in the hallway because Alice needed to use the restroom. Sally was her buddy. In the 3rd grade, you travel in pairs. Their teacher gave them a hall pass. What about the other fatality? Melissa Avalon. She's alone in the computer lab? Yes, it's her lunch break. She keeps the lab open for students to use during cafeteria hours, then closes up shop at the 1:20 bell. And that's scheduled, correct? At 1:20. She's always alone in the lab. Rainey nodded, easily following his train of thought. It's looking more and more like she was the target, isn't it? Sally and Alice just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's my assumption at the moment, but let's not jump ahead. Quincy moved to the janitor's closet, arching one brow at the mess. "I take it Officer Cunningham is one big boy," he murmured. Rainey grimaced. He was doing his best at the time. Things were intense. Becky O'Grady was hiding in the back of the closet? Yes, all the way in the back, curled up in a ball. She appeared to be suffering from shock, and I couldn't get her to answer many questions. I understand that Sandy took her to the emergency room, but the doctors said she just needed time. Do you think she saw what happened? I don't know. Luke talked to her teacher this morning. She claimed Becky was in the classroom right up to the time of the shooting. Mrs. Lund thinks she got separated from her class during the mad dash to exit the building. It was a good 30 or 40 minutes before Mrs. Lund even realized Becky was gone.